headliner on the main stage. Let's do this then, shall we? Whilst you were here in the Beck gig, live on the radio, whilst Beck was on the main stage, I was backstage talking to Morrissey. This is regular listeners will know. This is quite a big deal for me, this one. It's quite a big deal, really. And here's what happened.
All right, here we go, Steve. Pull it back. It's actually happening. Morrissey, I'm standing next to Morrissey. All right, Moz?
I'm not Morrissey. Imposter. Yes, hello.
Hello there, Morrissey. So we got 5 minutes with Moz. I've got to pull it back. You know, I'm going to be talking about Southport Grammar B-sides and my favourite songs from my early burglary years. It's not going to happen. Don't worry. It's not going to happen.
Well, I'll be patient.
The only thing I will say is your current single, All You Need Is Me, It's one of your greatest songs ever. Would you be able to take that compliment from me?
Absolutely. With both hands, yeah.
We've played that song every night for a lot of weeks on the show now, so it's a work of art. Hey, listen, this is an interesting thing. Your nephew's band, on the bill today, they played earlier on, about an hour or so ago. Yeah. Noise is the Best Revenge. Yeah. Good band, one to look out for. Check them out on the internet. I was kind of MySpacing them up and YouTubing them and all that business. Do they come to you for much advice and tips and stuff?
Yeah, I don't advise anybody at all. I don't believe in advice, to be honest. You have to find your own way. As Jennifer knows, she's still searching for hers. You have to find your own feet, I think. I don't give advice.
Me?
Why would I? Who would listen?
Your only big UK outdoors festival type show tonight. What's the Morrissey pre-gig ritual? Do you have any kind of...
Yes, I lie in a coffin covered in ice. Nothing. I just hang around and just wait to see if anybody wants to speak to me, which they don't generally.
You sure?
Yes. See this pathetic window?
Look, I'm looking at the wardrobe. That's what I want to have a little look at.
It's Jennifer's clothes.
Is that you? Is that Morrissey's wardrobe?
No.
No, right.
This is New York Dolls. That's what the New York Dolls wear.
You always wear such wicked shirts. I want to see some Morrissey shirts. Really?
Mine, no.
All right, okay. So I want to get some stuff out here for all the big Morrissey fanatics who are listening. So I know you're not going to give me any teasers for the set, but I'm going to try.
I'm the only teaser, really.
So what are we going to get? We're going to get some new stuff. I've heard rumours of a Buzzcocks cover doing the rounds.
Yes. If I can remember the words, I'll definitely sing it. So I might not sing it.
And are we going to get All You Need Is Me? Can't give away. We are. That's good.
Against public desire, it will be there.
Foxhall and I seems to be quite... I've been looking through the recent set list and stuff because I'm a bit of an anorak like that, you know. Foxhall and I seems to be a bit in favour at the moment. A few off that album.
Well, yes, but they all are. I mean, they're all dear to me, so... But you can only sing a certain amount of songs, and there's a strict curfew tonight, and if we don't stop at a certain time, we get beaten up or something.
Morrissey, you went away for quite a while and left us. For like 7 years you went away. Yeah. It's a long, long, hard time for Morrissey fans. And then you came back. You came up. You Are The Quarry. It was a fantastic success. And the last few years have been heaven for Morrissey fans. You've released a few albums back to back, and you've toured a lot. You've gigged worldwide. Is this period of activity going to continue, or after the release of the new album, you're going to go away and leave us again?
I think I'll go away. Yes, I quite fancy Chigwell.
I knew you were going to say something like that. I knew it. I walked into that.
With both legs. I've got no idea. I mean, who can tell? I mean, who knows? I don't know where I'm going to be in 3 hours' time, so I can't really talk about next February. So please don't ask me to talk about next February.
Can we talk just for a moment about the new album, Years of Refusal?
Yes, it's fantastic, very, very strong, and I'm thrilled to death with it, and I think people will like it. You know, apart from music reviewers and magazines and so forth, but people... Real people will like it.
I've heard you talk a little bit about the last three albums, the last two albums, and this new record almost being not part of a set, but a continuation. Do you see the new record as being kind of taking off from where you finished with Ringleaders?
Not really. No, not really. I see them as completely separate. I mean, some people think they all sound the same, Jennifer. They don't. I don't think they do. I think they're all little worlds of their own.
Right, let's talk about Southport Grammar B-sides now. No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
I shouldn't joke about Southport Grammar B-sides. They made me what I'm not.
Morrissey, it's an honour. It happened at last. A dream has come true.
Yes, so there you go. That was it. Did I sound as nervous as I was? It was all right, actually, wasn't it? I did all right there. Morrissey, just about an hour ago, backstage in Hyde Park at the Wireless Festival 2008. We're minutes away from the Mozza hitting the main stage. Let's play Muse now. Time is running out. This is XFM.